We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
It's the selfishness that gets me down. They're all out here to die, the young ones. We scrape and save and work our fingers to the bone. What do we get in return? Sweet nothing. Sitting there all day, he's been enjoying himself. Never a thought for his old dad.
With Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Poor old misery guts. Oh, it's pathetic, really. Moaning and groaning round a place like Marley's ghost. Oh, he's more like Scrooge himself, the way he chucks his money about like a man with no hands. You try and help the ungrateful old twit, what happens? He throws it back at you. Oh, well, I suppose today being what it is, I ought to try and cheer him up.
This week, 65 today.
Hello, Dad. Everything all right?
Is that something for me?
What? Where?
In that packing case.
Oh, no, it's only books. They're for me. Yeah, a bit dusty, but some very nice additions to my library. A tanner each. Not bad, is it? I'm building up quite an impressive little collection here. George Bernard Shaw, Back to Methuselah. I haven't got that one. Where's my George Bernard Shaw section? Oh, yes. Oh, that is very impressive. I nearly got the complete works now. Paths of Liberty, Jean-Paul Sartre. Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? Yeah, there's a bird here with a bloke's middle name. Jean-Paul Sartre. That's like me being called Harold Gladys Steptoe. Still, these writers, they are a funny lot.
You've forgotten, haven't you?
Forgotten what, Dad?
I never thought my own son would forget.
Forgotten? What have I forgotten? I posted your football pools. I put your half dollar into the off-licence Christmas club. I put the horse away. No, I don't think I've forgotten anything.
Don't you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, no, it's Tuesday. What's the date?
It's the 25th.
Yeah, the 25th of January.
That's right. Tuesday, the 25th of January. Oh, yes, this is nice, this one. A real Moroccan binding. Gems of Victorian poetry. Oh, yes, very nice.
I've been sitting here all day thinking he won't forget. He's sure to come home in a minute and he won't forget.
Oh, here's one for you. Lady, please turn over. You can have that one. Oh, look. Alfred Adler. What Life Should Mean to You. Oh, that is a lovely book, that is. I've been looking for one that size. Oh, it'll fit in there nicely. I'll have to start reading these someday. I saw a lovely pair of library steps today.
Yeah.
I think I'll get them tomorrow. Of course, I'll have to move the books up a bit higher if I get them. Otherwise, it'll look a bit silly, won't it, having library steps when you can reach them. I mean, that's a bit ostentatious, that is. I mean, there is no point in climbing up library steps when having to bend down and get the books, is there?
Me? You think more about your books than you do about me.
Oh? Well, Rick, what sort of a day have you had, Dad?
Rotten.
Rotten? Why?
Nobody's been in. Nobody cares. Nobody knows what day it is. I've been forgotten.
Oh.
I didn't expect you to forget.
Oh.
Oh, what's the point of talking about it? Nobody's interested when you reach my age. People are only interested when they can get something from you. Well, I ain't got nothing, so that's me finished, I suppose. Your dinner's in the oven. I'm going to bed.
Oh, before you go, Dad, I thought you might like to have this.
What's that?
Happy birthday.
You rotten, lousy twit! In you all the time!
Of course I do! I just want to see your miserable face. Yeah. And I stop laughing, putting the books up. Something forgotten. Nobody wants me. Woe is me. Oh, alas. Oh, alack.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, you should have seen yourself. You're sitting there like Cinderella with a face like a squeezed lemon.
Yeah. And ain't nothing to laugh at. Why couldn't you give note to me this morning instead of letting me sit here moping all day?
Go on, open it. Go on. Oh, there's a card in there as well.
Is there?
Do you like them? But you're always moaning about not having proper gloves.
They're not bad.
Well, put them on. I mean, see if they fit. Come on, put your in. Get in. Well, take your own mittens off first. How did I feel?
Oh, all right. Funny not having your fingers sticking out.
Oh.
A bit tickly.
Ah, well, that is the fur, you see. They are fur-lined. Clench your fist. Mm. Go on, move your hands about. See if they're comfortable.
Soft, don't it? Looks just like real leather, don't it?
What do you mean it looks like? It is real leather.
Yeah, it's plastic, isn't it?
Plastic? Of course it ain't plastic. Pigskin they are, mate.
Are they really?
Cost me 4 knickers, I did. Plastic. What do you think I am?
No, they're very nice.
Now, they are not for messing about in the yard. They're for the best they are, for when you goes out.
Oh, yeah. I'll put these away. I'll put these in me cupboard.
Oh, no. I mean, you can wear them a bit now, and on Sundays and that. But just don't wear them for dirty jobs. Not for when you're shoveling out the stables. No. They are like tan, you see. They pick up the dirt.
No. I'll look after these all right. I'll keep them for best.
Yes, do that. Shall I put your card up on the mantelpiece?
No, hang on a minute. I'd like to read the words. Print small, innit?
Hey, let me read it for you.
No, I'd like to read it for myself. Happy birthday, Father dear, is my wish. Most sincere...
Is my wish most sincere? Let me read it.
No, I want to read myself. Is my wish most sincere? You've stuck to me throughout my life in times of trouble and of strife. And so I wish for you, dear Dad, long life and happiness from your lad, from your loving son, Harold.
Yes. Well, the words is a bit corny, like. I mean, it's the nearest they had, you know.
Oh, they're lovely words, Harold. Thank you. I'll keep that. I'll put it with me others.
You ain't kept all the others,
of
have you?
Yes, I have. I've got them all in me chocolate box. And all your Christmas cards as well. And your mother's. From her to me and... from me to her. And I've got all your school reports and your letters to Father Christmas when you was little, all done in crayons. It's the card I was looking for. That's what's important. You needn't bother about no present.
Oh, no, I didn't have to bother about no present. Look, if you don't want them, take them back. I don't care.
No. They're lovely gloves. Best pair of gloves I've ever had.
Yes, well, do you look after them? They'll set you off nice, they will. 10 gloves, your blue suit. Oh, very nice. Well, come on, then. You'd better start getting ready.
What for?
I'm taking you out.
Who, me?
Ah, you didn't know that, did you? You thought I'd forgotten, didn't you? The gloves is only half your birthday present. The rest is still to come.
Where are we going? Down to the Skinner's Arms?
The Skinner's Arms? You're joking. This is your birthday.
We're going uptown. It's all arranged. I've been planning it for weeks.
No, save your money, son. It ain't half pricey uptown. Suit me just as well to go down to the Skinners.
Look, I've been saving up. It's all booked up. We're going to start with cocktails at a very fashionable bar. I've got two tickets for a show, and we're going to finish up with a dinner at a select restaurant I've chosen.
A show? A dinner? It sounds marvellous.
Yeah, well, it ain't every day you're 65, is it? I mean, besides, I haven't been out for a long time myself. So I'll do us both good. We don't go out together nearly enough.
Yeah. I haven't been up in town since you come out of the army in 46. Remember that night? We went to the windmill.
Yeah.
It was a saucy place, wasn't it? I still got the programme in my shoebox. Lovely birds, weren't they? Are we going to another show like that?
Well, no. I thought we'd have a change.
Well, where are we going then?
I'm not telling you. It's a surprise. Well, go on. Get ready.
Shall I wear my new gloves? I won't lose them.
Yeah, you can wear your gloves and put your best suit on. And a collar and tie. We're not mixing with the high polite tonight. You don't want to let yourself down. You with your new gloves on. Now, you can look nice when you want to. Put your old army tie on.
What? The khaki one?
Well, of course not the khaki one. The dress one.
Can I wear me medals?
What for?
Well, we might get better service in the restaurant. Old soldier and all that. You know, hero, fought for his country.
You leave them off, mate. Where we're going, after waiters you fought against. Go on. You got half an hour.
Right. Are we going to go down them stairs?
Well, that's what stairs is for, ain't it?
Oh, I don't like it in here. It's too posh.
Look,
let's get out.
Nothing to worry about. You look dead sharp in your best suit and your new gloves. Take your cap off, though.
Some of them people have got their evening clothes on.
They are waiters, Dad. Oh, look. There's a couple of stools at the end of the bar.
What? Near that bird with a thigh showing?
Yeah, that's right. Just follow me.
Right, then.
Come on.
Crowded in here,
you mind that drink? Mind that drink?
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good evening.
I'll have a pint of bitter.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't serve draft beer.
Can't, sir. Why not?
We just don't. There's no call for it. We do have bottled beer.
I don't like bottled beer. It's too gassy. It bloats me out something terrible.
Yes, all right, Dad. Don't go into details.
They're not serving draft beer. They serve it down at the Skinner's Arms.
Look, this isn't a pub, Dad. This is a cocktail lounge. Have something else.
I ain't drinking bottled beer.
Then don't have beer. Have something else. Have a cocktail.
I'm thirsty. I don't want one of them little drinks. I want something with guts in it. No.
Perhaps the gentleman would like a long drink.
Can't we go somewhere where they serve beer?
No.
Might I suggest a crimson sunset, a fruit cup speciality?
Oh, yes. Yes, well, give him a crimson sunset, then.
And for you, sir?
Oh, me? Oh, I'll have a vodka martini with dry vermouth, a twist of lemon, and crushed ice, unstirred.
Yes, sir.
I know where you get that from. That's what James Bond drinks in them films.
I was drinking these long before them films come out.
Not round in the Skinner's Arms, you wasn't. You was drinking bitter like the rest of us.
Don't keep talking about the Skinner's Arms.
Let's sit at one of them tables. This stool's too high for me.
What's the matter with you? You climb up on a cart easy enough. Now, come on. Put your foot on the bar. Now, on the bar rail, you
Are they safe?
Well, of course they're safe.
I feel like a parrot perched up here.
Oh, it is a nice place, isn't it?
Where's the dartboard?
I don't have dartboards in these places. And keep your voice down.
Your drinks, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
I wonder if the horse is all right.
Oh, yes. I'm sure the groom will look after him, Pater.
And yours, sir.
Look at all this muck floating about on the top of mine. Hey, where'd I get this from? Covent Garden?
17 and 6, please.
How much?
Dad, please. It's all right.
17? 17 and six. You've got a cheek to charge 17 and six for two drinks.
A large vodka and martini, 10 shillings, and crimson sunset, 7 and 6.
7 and 6 for a flaming fruit salad?
Dad, will you be quiet?
You can drink all night down at the Skinner's Arms for 17 and six. Come on, let's get out of here. They saw us coming.
Dad, don't embarrass me. Now, I'm doing the paying. It's all right.
No, son. Now, you work hard for your money. I don't like to see you giving it away to these sorts of people.
That's all right, barman. You can keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
Half a dollar? You're putty.
But, Dad, people is looking. You're trying to spoil it, aren't you? Just drink a drink and shut up.
Olives, sir, and crisps, if you'd like them.
You can take them back. We didn't order those.
There's no charge for them, sir.
Oh. Oh, well, might as well get some of my money back.
Oh, for God's sake, Dad. Oh, excuse me a minute. I think that young lady wants a light for her cigarette.
Oh, allow me, miss. That's a very attractive dress you is wearing, if I may say so. Is it one of them new geometrical dresses, PVC?
Every time I go to take a drink, I get a cherry up my nose. Harold. Harold! What do you think you're doing?
Excuse me.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be with me.
I am with
you. I thought it was too good to be true. I wondered how long it would be before the novelty wore off.
Look, I was only giving the young lady a light.
Sex mad, that's what you are.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's all right. Don't mind me. If you wanted to go and pick up birds, you should have said I could have stayed at home, gone down to the Skinner's Arms.
Not so loud. You can't go around places like this calling birds birds. Look, Dad, if I left you just now, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to offend you. See, tonight, I'm not interested in birds. Tonight, I am with you. It's your birthday, and you're my dad. And we're going to have a good time, just the two of us, and it's all going to be lovely. All right.
Oh, all right, then. Let's get out of here, though. Dead and alive hole this is.
We'll have to go anywhere. We're going to be late for the show.
I hope it's a bit more cheerful than this place. Right lot of old rubbish that was. You don't half pick some places, don't you?
Now, what's wrong with that? Shakespeare, that is. I thought you would have enjoyed it.
Well, I didn't. Couldn't understand what they was talking about half the time.
What about the acting, though?
Not very true to life, was it? This clock, the king, he don't know what he's doing. You ain't seen no king carry on like that. Hobbling about the place, moaning all day. He wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes.
Look, can't you understand? This was hundreds of years ago. There was a lot cruder in them days. You see, it was a continual struggle for power. There was always knocking each other off. This is a historical saga. This is our pageantry, our heritage. You should know something about it. When you know all about American history, don't you? How the West was won, Bonanza, all that rubbish. You know all about that, don't you? Agincourt, Blenheim, nothing. When I bring you out and try to improve your mind, you might at least make an effort to appreciate it.
Oh, I couldn't have gone somewhere like the windmill used to be.
Don't keep going on about the windmill. This is literature, this is. I must say, I found it quite absorbing.
Don't tell lies. You fell asleep halfway through.
I did not fall asleep. I merely closed my eyes in order to fully appreciate the beauty of the poetry. Oh, when he sat on that throne. Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious by this son of York. Beautiful words. You don't get no one in Shenandoah talking like that, do you?
What's that? A fire?
No, it's the warning bell. The second act is just starting.
You mean the Samoa?
Yeah, there's another couple of hours of it yet.
Well, you've had that. I ain't sitting through another 2 hours of that.
This is turning out to be quite an hysterical evening, this, ain't it? All right, we'll go and eat. You like eating, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, that's something, then. I'd just like to know before we start out. You got your gloves?
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Hey, missus, you want to buy a programme half price?
Come on.
Thank you.
evening, sir.
Good evening. I have a table reserved for two. Harold stepped out.
Ah, yes. One moment, please.
Here. This isn't one of them Chinese restaurants, is it?
Well, of course it is. They don't look like Italians, do they?
Let's get out of here. I'm not eating here.
Oh, God. Don't start again. Don't nothing satisfy you.
Oh, I don't like the look of it.
May I take your hats, gentlemen?
Don't creep up on me like that.
Shut up, will you?
Your gloves, sir?
No, I'm hanging on to these. You're not having me gloves.
Oh, as you wish, sir. Please, your table is this way, sir.
Thank you. Excuse me. Would you excuse me, please? Thank you. Mind how you're going. Mind how you're going. Right. All right, Dad. Now, what are you going to eat? Or would you prefer to study the menu?
Ah, what's all this, then? What's all them squiggles? Looks like double Dutch.
It's Chinese. The English is on the other page. Oh, for God's sake, use your eyes.
Shark fin soup. Bird's nest soup. Bird's nest? Lion's head? I ain't eating no lion's head. I'm getting out of here.
Sit down. I know what I'm doing. I'll order it. Now shut up. Are you ready, waiter?
Sir?
Special fried rice, the sweet and sour pork, soft spare ribs, lobster chop suey, soft noodles with prawns and a wabi, bamboo shoots and chicken and pineapple.
Chicken and pineapple? Not for me. I'm not having any of that.
What would you like, sir?
I'll have two sausages, streaky bacon, baked beans, three eggs, chips, two slices of fried bread and a cup of tea.
If I don't do English food here, Dad, will you leave it to me? I'm doing my best. You like it when you see it. I mean, it's delicious. It really is, Dad. Now, let's see. What shall we drink with it?
I don't want another one of them fruit salad things. I ain't had a decent drink all evening.
A white wine, I think.
Ain't I got no bitter?
No.
Oh, it's my birthday. I can have a bitter if I want it.
They ain't got none. You can have a sake if you want one.
Oh, I don't care what we have. I'm not going to enjoy it anyway.
Waiter. We have decided. A bottle of Chablis and two sakes. The Chablis 59, I think.
Oh, yes, sir.
Harold.
Now what?
There's a man at the next table got a bill there made out in Chinese. He can't understand it. They're trying to catch him. Why don't you help him?
Oh, God, please.
Here, my son can check it for you. He's been here before.
I can manage. Thank you very much.
I'm 65 today. I don't look it, do I, Dad? My son's taken me out. It's me birthday present. Here. What do you think of these gloves? Harold bought them for me. He's a good boy. They're good gloves. Have a look. That's fur, that is. Four nicker they cost him.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. You're a lucky old man. Well, I must be going now, if you will excuse me.
Ah, he was a nice man, wasn't he?
I wasn't listening. My face was covered with shame. Well, you talk to anybody, don't you? You don't care. As soon as you sit down, you're rabbiting away with complete strangers.
Oh, I only told him about me birthday. I couldn't do anything, I can't.
Excuse me, sir.
What's these things?
They are plate warmers to keep the plates warm.
Oh, don't touch them, sir. Very hot.
Are they? Oh, blimey! Oh, it went right through me glove.
Serves you right. He said don't touch them. Nosy, that's your trouble. You have to find out. You don't believe anybody, do you? Oh, yes. Here it is. Oh, this is going to be the best meal you ever had.
You'll taste the wine, sir.
Yes, I will.
Is that all you're getting?
Mmm. Yes, that is very good. Thank you.
Hey, don't I get any? That's more like it.
You don't swallow a glass of rare wine in a single gulp, Dad. And get your nose away from that dish.
Smells funny.
Chopsticks, sir.
Thank you. Here's your chopsticks, Peter.
Oh, I don't want them things.
Oh, go on. Please, try them. You can at least try them. Oh, the food is very, very good. Oh, it's marvellous. Go on, Dad. Eat.
I don't like it. It's horrible. No, I can't eat that. I knew I wouldn't like it.
Now, listen. If you say one thing more, I shall take these two chopsticks and I shall stick them right up your nostrils. You've ruined the evening completely, haven't you? You're determined not to enjoy yourself, weren't you?
Let me go. Let me try. You chopstick.
You done it deliberately. Well, there's one or two things I don't like. I don't like spending fortunes on miserable, moaning, ungrateful old twits. Even if it is their birthday, I ain't going to do it no more. I've had enough. You can celebrate your birthday on your own in future.
Oh, I've done it before. I can do it again.
Good. Waiter, my bill.
Oh, is anything wrong with the food, sir?
No. I just don't like the company I'm eating with. Well, that'll be enough for the bill, waiter. Thank you. Now you, don't you follow me. I'm finished.
Harold, where are you going?
Will you stop following me? I'm on my own now. Look, here's 10 bob. You go and enjoy yourself, and I'll go and enjoy myself. We're all right at work, we just can't get together socially. You can make your own way home. I'm staying up west. I've got to try and find that bird I give a light to. You can expect me when you see me. I mean, it's only 10 to 10. You can get the tube home, go down to the Skinner's Arms, have a booze up with all your mates, do what you like. I'm not interested. You should have done that in the first place. Oh, good night.
Good night.
And look after them gloves!
Gloves. Oh, yes. Gloves. Good night, Harold.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Ian Burford and David Charlesworth. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby J.